Blog Talk Radio.
Because the reliance shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him victory again.
I'm not sure if Brother DeWater on with us. If you are, DeWater, push one on the phone. Brother Maher, y'all. Just a second, Brother Maher. There you go, you on
there. I'm going to do a brief introduction, and then I'm going to go see why this number I dial here, they tell me, Brother Maher told me what the reason was. So I'm going to ask them, how did that shit change? But the reason that in the Quran is wrote, why the 19, the number 19.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to understand some words, and I'm going to bring you up to snuff. We first got to understand the definition of a creator. A creator is a person or thing that brings something into existence. A God is the supreme or ultimate reality of a being, perfect in power, wisdom, and goodness, who is worshipped. That's what a God is. So there's a difference between a creator and a God. We're going to see when God's creation came into existence. When we started off, on the 19th galaxy, with the Anunnaki, a scientist by the name of Anu, A-N-U, he created a supreme being that could mine the ore on Earth and put down here as supreme beings to mine the ore and the minerals that they needed for their planet, Nibiria. It's called Nibiria. When he did this, and they was to work in peace and harmony with each other. That's why they were supreme being. He made male and female, and they would be able to reproduce themselves up under the 12 laws of nature. This is what he produced at the number 19. He had two sons, one named Inki and the other named Ingla. Ina, correct me.
Enlil.
He had these two sons. So Enlil, he decided to take some clay and fashion this man with clay and take his brother's blood and made a human being out of it that had the same ability as the supreme being, but lost some of their, this was a clone. This is the first clone. You lost some of your abilities. You had 9 senses, and you came up with 5 senses. This clone that was called a human being, it was able to reproduce itself, but it was a clone. It had lost some of its ability. This human being that came down here with Inky, they jumped nigga slick, as we call it, and they created this to be slaves unto them. Now, when this happened, before they put us in the 12th galaxy, which is called the Milky Way galaxy, on the 3rd planet. The 4th planet invaded, which is Mars, is the 4th planet, invaded what we call Earth, the 3rd planet. And when they invaded Earth, they settled, they invaded the northern hemisphere. That's the reason you have no warden to sit in the northern hemisphere. They call this the place of darkness. When they landed here, the 3 children, the Anu sent a flood down here because it killed out every goddamn thing because they were so evil of what his 2 sons had made. And left 3 families, but that didn't remove the seed, because out of these 3 families came the same shit that we got right now in today's society, as we can see, the same type of wicked people that wants control. These people were Japheth's children that was in the Caucasus Mountains when the Martian mixed their seed with them. It took them to the state. They was no longer human beings, but subhuman beings, which they became the second clone. And this subhuman being has lost his hue, which is color. He became a pink man. And he became a subhuman being, and he went through certain stages before he became a man and war man. He was no longer male and female. This produced what is called a man and a war man. A man is one man. War man is without man. And it came, they put the beautiful story, it came from a real, which this was a freak of nature, as we call right now. That's the reason they call it a germatic race of people, because they have a germ. That's why their brothers, their cousins, named them this. This Germanic race, these people went through a certain subhuman stage as a Neanderthal, a Paramecium man, reindeer man, Cro-Magnon man, Homo sapien, Homo regular, mankind, a kind of man, which is in existence today, and they made you a slave unto them because you started worshiping them as a god. This is the takeover of the Martian, the Draconia, and all other planets came in after they came in and mixed their seed. And they're walking around looking just like us. We are the people that mind has, we mutated and went back to the ways could see how the supreme being, what we was made at first, how creation began with a supreme being. We lost them other four senses, which is male senses, which is electro energy. And see, we are electromagnetic energy that's in a body. That's who we really are. The body stays here on Earth, but this electromagnetic energy is still electrifying after the body dies. Where it goes, we don't know, but we know it's still in existence. Now, when this happens, we can see where the creation story of the people that call themselves gods, and it's a funny thing. There's 330,000 different gods on Earth as we speak. Each one of those gods come from a nation of people. Each one of these gods have been a man or a female. Each one of these gods has a different creation story. I mean, we can see that now. The people whose mind has jumped back to the thinking ways and thinking of a supreme being know that they are supreme being. You was made a black African American. You was made all of this. And you had to know that wherever this Germanic race of people went, he changed, renamed everything that went after three generations, you wouldn't know what the original name. You think there's a Cherokee nation of people. Ask yourself, within 5 W's and 1 H, how we studied, what did they call themselves before they were called Cherokee? What did they call themselves, Brother Mahal?
They called themselves the principal people. They called themselves Ganagay. Gan represents the original place where we were made, which is not here, so it's still tying back to the Anunnaki. And we say that we are a Salagi, okay? But Gan, again, represents a prepared place, which is not here. It isn't here. And we also identify where we live here, and the word earth comes, the English word earth comes from the word iridu, you know, from the tablets. Mm-hmm. And in Arabic, that word is ardi. Ardi means the place where you are living is not your original home. We live in the home far away. Where we are living, let me just rephrase that. Where we live today, we are far away from our original true home.
And true way of thinking.
Well, if you track back to the book of Genesis, it said that they said, let us make man in our image and likeness. The two words, one is characteristics. That's how it translates. Characteristics. And the other one is photo likeness. So we have the same characteristics of who put us forth, and we look like them. How about that? And it is still the same word in these languages for a person with a camera who takes pictures. So you took a photo of someone. The same, the root word in the original language for taking a picture or an image or making an image of someone, those two words are tied together in Genesis. And keep this in mind. It says the place where the man was made, he was taken from that place, tetakni, which is the English word taken. So we were taken, delivered from where we were first made. There are some things that has to be elaborated on later about what's involved in this taken, because you can't discuss that without mentioning at the same time a war of some sort happened. So captives were taken. So we're not home. And you know, they let us know, Brother Dawadia, while living here in this realm, that don't get comfortable here because nothing here belongs to you. So it's thinking about, we have to think about what's exactly being said about us being comfortable here. So you have more than one type of person, peoples, as you have already pointed out, who were made, and other entities coming in from their own dimensions, and track right back to the 19th galaxy, 9th universe. There are 9 universes that is known about. And each of them have a lot of planets. This is evidence in the book of Enoch. So in Enoch, it says the one who is the supreme is able to observe and know all things down to the smallest detail of what's taking place in round about 176,000 worlds. So this place where we're living is not the only world. They've told us that, but that is not correct, because there are other worlds and other beings live there. And the being that is here now, when you talk about how they were made, there are those who came by way of their mother's womb. This is mentioned in Enoch as well. And there were those who were made from the wombs of the bovine. Isn't that what all this UFO stuff that they're talking about right now, or cattle mutilations, other types of animals, and what's removed besides the tongue and some other things? The wombs from these female creatures are taken. I don't know what the story might be for male animal mutilizations, but I do know bovine. Now, here's what it says in Enoch. It says that there were a people who were made from the womb of the bovine, and they were taught to speak, and thus did they become a people. We're talking the people without melanin. According to the things that I've been looking at for a number of years, what's produced from the womb of a bovine does not necessarily produce a person who's going to have melanin. Melanin is a supreme being thing, which is what? Carbon. So they're giving melanin different names, but the basic element it breaks down to is carbon. We're carbon-based. What this type of soil that we are walking around on is silicon. So there's a group of people here who, in some research that I read some years ago, this is starting in the 90s, they're referred to as silicoids, which means that everything about them is silicon-based, just like the silicon chips that they tell you is living matter, living material, which is what they use to produce the computers and the supercomputers. These days, they have added and ramped up their program with computers trying to run and take advantage of using human DNA, but most importantly, melanin. Process information better, in other words. Those of us who are melanin-based. Now, there are those that you mentioned, Brother Dawadia, who look like us, but they're not us. They're subcategory, and they know this by how many DNA series they contain. And remember, last week's show, we was talking about phenotypes. So you can look at, if you want to talk about the draconian type of phenotype, how they look, they say they're gray. But, you know, a color of gray usually signifies something is dead. When they leave flesh out somewhere and they don't do anything or they slaughter an animal immediately, the color of what steaks and all this stuff looks like in a supermarket isn't how that flesh looks when it's slaughtered. I think you're aware of that. Oh, but go ahead and continue, bro.
No, I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to check on this stuff.
Okay. So I want to read something because they put information right up close, right up in our face. And I'm going to go to, and I want the listening audience to listen to this. Let me find it. We're going to the Compact Bible Dictionary. Okay, there's a piece of information in here that's worth reading. Now, you talked about the three families and as such. Okay, well, this is a take off of that. This here says Ham, okay, one of the alleged sons of Noah. It says, the youngest son of Noah, born probably 96 years before the flood, and one of eight persons to live through the flood. Listen carefully. He became the progenitor of the dark races, not the Negroes, but the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Libyans, and Canaanites. So I just wanted to get that little piece here to let you know that all along they have been putting some things here. So the Cherokee word for Negro is Donege. Gay, before it became what they call a word to describe somebody's alternate lifestyle, that's not the first definition of that word, because that's an ancient word. Before King James said it meant to be happy and jovial, nope, that's not the definition of this, the original meaning of the word. It means a person's countenance, their appearance, how they look. So when we put these two words together, gone and gay, you're saying these people in their appearance are those from that first place where they were made, the garden, gone, the gone. Now, along with this word gone, and mind you, we haven't even touched on the 19th galaxy yet, okay, because we are linked to them, okay? No question about that. We are linked to them. So we have the word gone again. Then they have other words that also continue to describe us. And so in Cherokee, we have a word, Gitawagi. We're not savages, basically. We're not savages. And when we look at the other part of the word called Adam, the word Adam, because, you know, we talk about the original name of this earth is Tiamat, okay? That's a spiritual name in this part where we live. The other word, Adam, comes from the feminine form for to describe everything in this planet, the skies, the oceans, the things that are alive, the animal life, and everything, everything. That word is called Adama. So when you're looking in a biblical dictionary, they would quickly point you to the physical description of quote-unquote Adam, but leave off where that word came from in the first place. So Adam, it means to be brown. Okay, yeah, we get that. A person who is made of special qualities, given special abilities, a person who is intelligent, a person who organizes. So this is where the high end of where all of this comes from first. Remember, it says, as we were discussing in Genesis, that they said, make them and give them the higher beings the characteristics and photo likeness of them, the ones who put us forth. Then you have the other category, as I've already mentioned, as it says, the fallen ones were the ones, they were down here making people and making animals and all this other kind of stuff as well, too. And then those animals became predators to the already existing animals down here. So, and there's a list of them that is referred to in the book of Enoch, that from the womb of the bovine, and keep this is an interesting thing to mention, 800 different blood types within the bovine. So what that means to a scientist, you can make all sorts of things, including a subclass of humans, which is what they did. And these humans were animals. That's the legal definition of the word human being. It says it's an animal and has no inheritable rights. That definition still stands today. All right? People are not necessarily discussing this, but they need to go back and pay attention. And they are aware as things are changing. The matrix that we're currently living in right now is disintegrating. There's all types of glitches showing up. They gave it to you in the movie, Matrix 1, 2, and the third movie, and they got another movie coming out. And they're letting you know, using the same language, there's a glitch. Let me just take your mind back to the first Matrix movie. In the first Matrix movie, they're trying to get Neo to meet Morpheus. Neo means new. And also, if you read it in the reverse, it means the person who's the one. Okay? The one pulled from the Matrix. So these subhumans are designed to be controlled. Let's get that out the way. They are not free-spirited, so to speak, where they have this degree of spirituality to connect to the multiverse, not universe. Universe means one. Multiverse is they created, the higher beings created one multiverse. And within that, they created galaxies. And within the galaxies, there are other systems, i.e. planets, and as such, to which in which beings live and dwell. Okay? The Draconians, and what they've been doing is to create a knockoff. Hence, this is what the Matrix is all about. This is not the real reality that we're in, which is now why we are starting to notice and become aware of the glitches. So in the first Matrix movie, Neo is being taken to see Morpheus. Morpheus means what? He changed. He became something else. This is what the roundabout definition of this word represents. And so when he jumps out the car, they wasn't there yet. The name of the street that he was at, and listen carefully to the conversation that was tied to the street side. The name of the street was called Adam Street Bridge. And they said to Neo, you've been down that road before. You know exactly where it ends. So you see how they're kind of linking it? So they're, in a loose way, they're trying to say, if you are made on this earth, your first origin, your genetics, is from here first. Okay? You're not going to excel. You're not going to go far. And then when he does meet Morpheus, they're talking about the red pill and the blue pill. The blue pill, which is the color, as you know, that the New World Order and everybody else likes to flaunt so much, especially the Democratic Party, that's their color. You remain asleep, and you are free to believe whatever you want. The red pill, then you get to go down the rabbit hole, as they said, and then you start to learn. You have to prepare yourself for that particular journey. So here we got a different aspect of how they play these different colors off in this realm, the red team versus the blue team. And that has always been the case, even, and as you remember, Brother Dawadia, in military exercises. You have the red team and you have the blue team. The red team is called Op 4, the opposition team. Opposition in regards to what? The blue team, to try to upset the balance so that the blue team can test if what it is that they're holding on to, and they usually, here's another term, Brother Dawadia, you probably remember. That's when you begin to notice the Chinese fire drill. That's when everybody's going crazy and is hitting the fan. And you only got 72 hours to get your act together, okay? Or else you've lost that, in military sense, you've lost that war game, and now they're getting ready to have a sit rep, okay, to discuss what it was and how and where you went wrong with trying to conduct your operation against the Op 4, as they call them. So everything that they have named is has a purpose to it. Now, when we talk about the Anunnaki, they have confused, they've tried to confuse the people, because remember, who's writing the history books? Who's giving us the information in this reality? This is why everything that is said to us always by them has to be questioned. Do not trust them. Do not trust them. They know the truth, and they bury it. They hide it so that you do not know, and you will never know. That's the purpose of what they're doing. They're on their purpose. So it's not a question of being upset with them about it and all that. They know what they're doing, okay? And where you and I spiritually are supposed to end up, they cannot follow. They can't tie anything onto our waist and have us drag the cart and, quote-unquote, drag them into heaven. That can't happen. They're not designed to go to the place that was ultimately prepared for where we have, where we will end up. And the kind of therapy and the harm done, as and this is going off the writings, will be removed off of us. As for them, nah, no such thing. And then you will see them as we see them today going against one another. But they are preparing, and they think that they are prepared. They think with the help of the Draconians and other unsavory characters, Betelgeuse and Betelgeuse, and there's some other star systems, so I don't remember all their names off the top of my head, but they are down here, and they are definitely in a confederacy. They believe that they can fight and win against Anu people. This is a fallacy, but this has got to let you know that they're not preparing to fight something invisible. Remember, they know better than we do because of what they've done to us to prevent us from understanding what is taking place now and what's about and what the end result of this is going to be. That is going to be a fight. They know that. We talk about spiritual fight, and that's where they leave us. You know, church talk, leave you in the spiritual fight. No, there's an actual battle that's above, and there's a battle that is coming to our backyard very soon. They know it, but they believe that they can win. So they do not like the Anunnakis, but they've told us that the Anunnakis is somebody else. This is what they've been doing to us. Go ahead, bro.
That's why Trump established space troops. You got space troops in every branch of service as we speak now. They are highly picked, highly intelligent people, that they pick for this group. All you have to do is Google space troops, and they'll tell you that. The number six is that of a man and a beast. That's not our number. Our number is number five. We are the four elements, and we have come into existence. We became the fifth element. If you know how we was first made,
right?
We're the fifth element. Our number is not number six. Number six is the number nine, which would never change, turned upside down, with the cyphers on the right side of the perpendicular line, meaning that's how you had to be born, head first. That's
right.
How you came through the black hole.
Look at the word Jesus, okay? You remember in the Latin and early Greek, there is no letter J. So they're not pronouncing that word that way. But the sound, this is key, the sound. There is a G in Greek. And for the Greek word for earth is geo. They use this word all the time, geopolitical, geoeconomics. They use this word a lot. And the last part of the word, sous, represents a pig or hog, a low animal. So the word Jesus mathematically tracks back to 666, which is 18. And cursed be the man who worships the flesh or puts his trust in the flesh. The folks who are already designed that way, they can't get out of that. You can talk to them about spiritual principles all day long. They're not designed to hear that. They're designed to bring destruction and to dismantle, which is what they've been doing since, look at the word, 1492, Columbus landed. Okay. He landed from where? That is the question you have to ask. Where did he land from? They want to give you a piece of he came from Spain. No, Spain was over here in this hemisphere. All of that was here. So we're not talking about he came from the original Spain, because you know how they play with switching the words around. So they'll say over there is Spain, and then they'll say over here is New Spain. Over there they'll say it's York in Britain, and over here they'll say New York. No, King James lived here. This is where he lived. The 13 colonies are established by all of the names of the players, okay? It's just that on a map where they told us they came from, it's not where they came from. The Franks were already here. The Greeks were already here. And according to updated information, the Creek Indians with the one-letter rule change, you know about the one-letter rule change. Either you add a letter, you take a letter out, or you changed that letter. So the Creeks are the Greeks. And there's evidence to prove that. And they're already living here in the state now called Florida. So I just want to fix people's mind. And then the timelines for everything, as we discussed last week, what they're telling us, this is thousands of years old, or 1,800 years ago, the Catholic Church. No, the Catholic Church is not 1,800 years old. Remember, they added 1,000 years on to the calendar. And then they removed approximately 500, a minimum of 500 years from our calendar, meaning what we knew what was going on and how we understood things and how we were moving. And ultimately, they changed their calendar. So this is something different now than what I just mentioned. So you don't know what time the Anunnaki is going to show up based on the calendar. But what they gave you was hallmarks and signs on what to pay attention to, because now you can track things by their signs. And even with their signs today, they're trying to manipulate that. And this is a part where I get into where I talk about cognitive distortion. You see something is happening, and you see that thing clearly, but they're telling you that the thing that you're looking at is not that thing. Which leaves people where? What's the other term they use, Brother Dawadia? Cognitive dissonance.
Right.
And you know our good brother Tyrone, he can break all of this stuff down because yeah. psychology is his thing. And he understands exactly the ins and outs on how they do what they do. So we can't say in the year so-and-so, expect the Anunnaki. And this word is all over the place. You got the Anakim mentioned in the Old Testament. You got the Anak mentioned in the Quran. You got all these terms of telling, and what that word also signifies, leaders. The leaders, the ones who are supposed to be running everything. So if they left you in charge to do something, to tend to something, as the language that we understand Genesis says, and now they are aware that the things that they left us with the responsibilities and duties that they discharge this to us to take care of, they know things aren't getting done because there's other checks and balances and everything that they put forth to let them know what the frequency of the planet is, what is happening. They know why the frequency is where it's at right now. They know. And they know that our frequency has been stepped on for the most part. So what they get from us as a frequency and our connection back to them is a signal of distress. They know what that is too. And all of that goes back to how we were designed. They call them biorhythms, biostatic frequencies, and there's some other names that's in the mix as well. So race that said that they came here said that they came here in search of God and not haphazardly, not walking into a church or a mosque or a synagogue or some other place of some temple that someone's got set up. They said us, and which is why they mess with us the way that they do. They says because they know we have a direct connection to God, which is the larger concept, not the small use of the word as we hear and have seen it demonstrated in our lifetime.
And see, we are put in a body, but we are actually electromagnetic energy receiving and giving off signals. You could tell by the weather. The weather's breaking all kinds of things. When we was close to Nigeria, you could tell by that. Then you have the people. I wish you quickly would explain. This is 143. There was lunar people and solar people that believe in a solar system and a lunar system. What is the difference between those two systems?
Okay.
It's very important that you got to, in your studies, that you have to understand that. Could you explain?
Okay, so the solar system, let's focus on the sun, the Shams, the Shamish, okay? That is a portal. It's also a gate to get in and out of here. And if you think about what was said by a notable business person, and everyone knows, should know who this is, he wanted to construct something to block out the sun. The moon has a lot to do with the artificial matrix, and it was dragged here from some other place, which is purely draconian. So all of these entities, remember, they know what the real deal is, which is how they were able to set up something to run parallel, which means two highways, you're on a major highway, it's, let's say, heading east-west, and then you can look off in your car and see that there's another highway or state road and or state highway, and it's heading east-west. So you can see what's going on both sides. They have managed to create a temporary bridge that can get them from that state highway over to the major interstate. And we're trying to get them off of the interstate. The interstate represents us. Because all interstate, which hence is the word, interstate. So we're in Texas, and you already know, I-30, I-20, and I-10. It's not just only here in Texas. You can take I-20 straight out, correct me if I'm wrong, straight out to Florida or Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But a state highway don't do that. A state highway ends. That's why it's called that. And it's limited in terms of in regards to the fact that it is not interstate. It's not the big picture. It's sub. And the moon itself is an artificially made thing. It's not like the sun. Higher principles went into the creation of the sun. And an astrophysicist, Richard C. Hoagland, said this in 1991 at the UN. At that time, I was working as a tech over at the UN. And I listened to what this guy was saying. Someone turned me on to this guy. I had never heard of him before. And I went ahead and got the video, the VHS video, which came out much later. He said, and this is what I heard him say it in the video, not the part that I heard him talking about myself. He said that the sun has water on it. The sun reflects light from dimensions higher than what you see when you look up in the sky and you see the portion of light that you're able to see. The light that we're seeing is coming through dimensions much higher, which he says proves that the sun exists in multiple dimensions. He also pointed out that we exist in multiple dimensions as well. And he demonstrated how this planet we're on is also existing in multiple dimensions at the same time by the fact that we have shadows. You can go to the North Pole and take a look at how the angle is made that the clouds are following when there's clouds there, and how the clouds actually make that precise angle. Take the straight line, another angle. So it's an eight-figure side. An octagon is what he showed. He demonstrates that in the video from the satellite photos showing you that this planet is in multiple dimensions at the same time. Our soul is multidimensional. Now, for those who don't have a soul, they're only good for this dimension here. And in case you're not aware of this, in Africa, they teach their children how to see at least certain tribes eight dimensions. So while we're thinking these guys are practicing magic, I saw a video a couple of days ago, and this person was filming this young guy. I know he must have been a teenager. And this young guy demonstrated how he can suspend an inanimate object. And then the guy who was filming with his phone was sweeping his arm all above and around it and underneath. And he was like, how did you do this? It's an ability that's within. And the young guy, he said some words first, but he didn't say them loudly. So he called in the forces that he knew to call to make it happen, which takes us back to the story. Let's talk about the moon. The moon, they have technologies in the moon. There are people who live there. And they have to modify us in order to control us. Go ahead, bro.
From 1960, so you understand what Brother Mahal is saying, you can look up in the sky and you see two moons in the daytime. You see a moon in the daytime, you see a moon at night, or you can see two moons in the daytime sometime in the sky. Go ahead on, bro.
There's also two suns.
Right.
So this is in 2015. So I'm talking to this one guy and him and I are having a pretty decent conversation. So it's about sunset. So he's talking about what he had been observing in the sky. And what he had been observing, I was not paying attention to like that. He said, look, if that's, you see how the sky looks red and all of that, right, because the sun is going down. I said, okay, yeah, I see that. So he's pointing, the sun rises in the east, sets in the west. So we're looking in the west. He said, so if that we know and understand is the sunset, right, because of that reddish pinkish of the sky, right. He turns to the west and he said, why is that part of the sky, which looks like a sunset, why does that look reddish? I didn't have an answer for the man, because at the moment he pointed that out, I started paying attention ever since he did that. And I was in Central Texas. So I don't know if being in that place in Central Texas makes a difference. I don't know. But at that point, I started paying attention. And then the same thing, he drew my attention to the moon. I don't mean seeing two moons side by side. He said, right now, you see the position of the moon and apparently the distance. Right. He says, in about an hour or two, that's going to disappear. And I'll meet you back over here. And it was probably about 10:30 p.m. He said, I'll meet you back over here. And I want you to observe how the moon looks now. When I went back out to take a look at the moon, it was larger, and it appeared to be closer. And I'm thinking to myself, what happened to what we were looking at in a similar phenomenon in the daytime with the moon? So now you have to go back to the old ancient maps to take a look at. There's more than one moon. And they have different names. And yes, they're visible. And there's more than one sun. And they're visible. A guy with a Halcyon, I think that's the name of the filter, on his telescope. This is last week video. And the guy showed with the normal telescope, you look up in the sky with the telescope, and he's got a filter on it, not the Halcyon yet. A filter on it to keep from being blinded by the sun when looking through the telescope. Then he puts the Halcyon filter on. He says, now look through the scope. Look through the scope. There was a sun, and there was another sun just slightly offset to the right of that sun. He said, this is not a lens flare. He said, there's two suns up there. Which one is the one that we're familiar with? And that was last week's YouTube video. So there's quite a few things. And they're talking about there are things coming through one of these suns, which goes back to it's a stargate as well as it's a portal. So there are things coming through. There are things entering it.
So they made a movie, Stargate. You can go look at it.
They got two different things. They got Stargate and they got Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned the two places too. Mars or Mu is not here. And this, the seven continents that we are told about, you know, in school. Okay. The name for Mars is Lamu. And the Garden of Eden, supposedly Eden, is on another planet. So when it says man is made there and the place from where he was taken from in Genesis, he was taken from there and he was placed here. And they also did something with talking about the creation of women. So they made the woman, and then the woman was brought to the man. So this whole story about made from the rib and all that, yeah, throw that out, because the actual Hebrew word has nothing to do with somebody came from somebody's rib. That's not even in the discussion. Not in the original Hebrew writing. That is not. And even in the Quran, that's nowhere does it say the woman came out of the rib of a man. It doesn't even teach that. But what the Quran does say is that seven pairs. It says mention seven pairs. And you know we have seven continents. So in each continent, as we know the seven continents, there's a quote-unquote And it's not singular man and singular woman. Okay? These are the real people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the ones who came from the wombs of the bovine. That's a whole different discussion. Enoch goes heavily into that. So he's letting you know, yeah, they're sub. And the things that they do, they are controlled by the bad guys who designed them that way, including war. That is the name of one of them, of the fallen. Well, I think that we've reached as far as we could with this program because it's like this is still just scratching the surface. We haven't touched everything. And the special purpose about us being the being made by the supreme being, so to speak, okay, we have, it says we're made from, and this is taken from the Quran, Haman, which is priestly type of stuff, not just some mud. Haman Zalzalin, our pineal gland, is like the telephone. Zalzal means the telephone is ringing. Okay? Same word used today. They have not invented a new word for telephone unless you speak in French or something. Okay? So Zalzalin, the telephone is ringing. Masnoon, the most excellent form. So there you have it with regards to us being made or created very differently than anyone else in terms of who and what we are genetically.
And it's funny you said the telephone ain't the matrix about the telephone.
Yeah, they use the telephone. Exactly. The telephone. But before they did that, the name of the hovercraft was called Nebuchadnezzar II. You remember, and just like in the Bible, you got the first Nebuchadnezzar, and then you got the second Nebuchadnezzar.
Right.
So the second Nebuchadnezzar, is he not connected with the Tower of Babel?
Right.
And the Tower of Babel was what? A communications tower. Yeah, they talk about in the world of physics and these offshoot books about the materials that was used to create the thing so that they can communicate with the ones that they owe their existence and their mission and why they are here. And then it tells you in the book of Daniel, when you're talking about this guy, Nebuchadnezzar, he's out there in the field eating grass like one of the wild cattle. And when you see language like that, that means it's telling you this guy's origin is of the bovine.
Bovine.
Yeah. It's of the bovine. So they need all of these external technological means to do what it is that we're supposed to do with our pineal gland, which is the real telephone, Zalzalin. So they, what does it say the beings came here? The beings said when they got here was that we are in search of God. And we know that, here's what they said, we know that you have a direct link to him. They're using their technology to do whatever they got to do, regardless of how many millions of years they may have been in existence. So, yeah, I think some aliens will be quite upset, but have been upset by the fact that everything they worked so hard in millions of years for them to make, okay, it was just given to us freely and naturally. Yeah, so they did use the telephone, Eli. Thanks for pointing that out. That was on point. I'd forgotten about that. Yep, that's how they did. Okay, we're out, or I'm the last one out. Hang up the telephone, and he's back on the ship.
Yep.
All right, my brother, we have reached our time.
Okay, Shema Yahavada, Yah Avanya, Ika Kamadiyah.
Kamadiyah.